USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells top staffers he won't resign after a racist photo surfaced from his med school yearbook page. Richmond resident Darnell Carruthers.
I don't believe in my heart that he is racist.
Meanwhile, a second woman accuses Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault when they both were students at Duke University. Fairfax, in a statement, calls the accusation demonstrably false. He says, "I have never forced myself on anyone ever." The city of Milwaukee has held a vigil for 35-year-old officer Matthew Ritter. He was shot and killed on Wednesday while serving a search warrant. City Alderman Tony Zielinski says Ritter was a hero.
He did two tours of duty in Iraq. He comes back here and fights for our safety right in our own neighborhoods.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think?" And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker faced the House Judiciary Committee for hours on Friday.
I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States. But to answer your question, I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation.
Democrats, who are now in control of the committee, lambasted Whitaker. Tennessee's Stephen Cohen confronted him with President Trump's claims about Robert Mueller's investigation.
It would be inappropriate for me to...
But you wouldn't oversee a witch hunt, would you? You'd stop a witch hunt, wouldn't you?
Congressman... It would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Whitaker is apt to be off the job in less than a week because Attorney General nominee William Barr is likely to be confirmed soon by the Senate. A second winter storm in less than a week is now hitting Washington and Oregon. Businesses in Seattle sent people home early on Friday. In the California Sierra Nevadas, more than 120 people had to be rescued at a resort in Kings Canyon National Park. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
House Intelligence Committee Democrats plan to use their clout to investigate the president. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
With the Democrats now in charge of the House Intelligence Committee, Chairman Adam Schiff has hired officials with experience at the National Security Council to help with his panel's oversight of the Trump administration. Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is on that committee until CNN's New Day.
What we're going to do is fill in the holes that should have been addressed when the Republicans, you know, issued that report prematurely. By the way, if you go back and read that, it's not worth the paper it was written on.
Trump fumed on Twitter Thursday about the recently launched investigations led by the Democratic intelligence chair had suggested he was raiding the White House staff.
A man is in custody for a break-in at a Rockers, Indiana farm. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The 48-year-old man was found on John Mellencamp's property in Bloomington, Indiana, after sheriff's officers responded to an alarm early Thursday morning. They found the security gate had been rammed open, and they found Robert Carter in a building on the property. He was claiming to officers that the reason he was there was he needed to arrest the singer, but he didn't explain why. He's now charged with burglary, residential entry, and criminal trespassing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.